Coach Mike Zimmer, Kay Adams of the Star Tribune.
You look good.
Well rested. How was your bye week?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was good.
So what did you focus on during that bye week?
Well, here's the thing about a bye. There's three different types of byes.
Okay.
So most teams, they enter the bye to go on a vacation. And they want to escape the season, not us. Some teams, they want to buy time because they need time. And they don't have it, not us. The third bye is time couldn't go by fast enough for the Minnesota Vikings. We want to get back to football. Everybody wrote us off. We lost Teddy Bridgewater, hurt us. Adrian Peterson, hurt us. But now, we know, just like Kyle said, we are the captains of this division. And not only are we captains of the division, we're the best team in the NFL. And we can talk about the defense, we can talk about the offense, we can talk about the special teams. But we are a well-oiled machine. So this bye week was a little bit different. Guys were itching. Guys were hungry to get back on that field. And right now, we got a taste for some Eagle meat.
Pressure's on this team.
Yeah, Coach Zimmer, I have a question here.
Yeah, what you got? Peter Schrager?
Peter Schrager, Pioneer Press Gazette.
Okay, I'm familiar with your
love
work.
Love the Pioneer Press.
I'm familiar.
Or PurpleRain.com?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm a blogger.
Cool, man. You in your mom's basement?
Yeah. Top 15 throwback jersey. No, okay. here we are. Coach.
Yeah.
The Eagles were 3-0, went on a bye, lost two straight. The 2009 Broncos were 6-0, went on a bye. Missed the playoffs. Why is your team different than those teams? The Falcons last year were 5-0.
Yeah.
They fell. Why is this team, who no one expected to be 5-0, different than those other ones?
You remember what happened last year, Peter?
Yeah, the Blair Walsh missed field goal. We were all there in the cold.
Yeah. We were all there in the cold. So imagine how we felt. Ice, heart, it's cold. We want to get back to that. And here's the thing about this game. Everybody's talking about the matchup. The storylines are what's exciting about this. You got Bradford, who we pulled from them. Gave them draft picks. This young guy, Carson Wentz. So you might be talking about a football matchup.
Oh, yeah.
But whoever gets this win really proves that they got the best of that deal. And isn't this all about deals? You will and deal. The only way you can see who the winner is after the one remains victorious.